The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went to his hometown, and his disciples accompanied him. With the coming of the Sabbath, he began teaching in the synagogue, and most of them were astonished when they heard him. They said, "Where did the man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been granted him, and these miracles that are worked through him? This is the carpenter, surely, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Jude and Simon. His sisters, too, are they not here with us?" And they would not accept him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is only despised in his own country, among his own relations, and in his own house. And he could work no miracle there. Though he cured a few sick people by laying hands on them, he was amazed at their lack of faith." The Gospel of the Lord. I like to think that at least most of the time I behave honourably and am on the side of right. But today's readings are rather uncomfortable and remind me of a rebellious streak that I guess I share with the rest of the human race. The prophet Ezekiel is describing an experience he had just before the time of the exile into Babylon. And he's just had a deep religious experience of God's presence. In fact, he's found it very difficult to put into words. And today's reading takes up the next stage, where he comes down to earth with a bump. He realizes God is telling him that his mission will go largely unheeded. It's as if God is saying, "If you want to be my true prophet, expect unpopularity." The writer of the psalm is also very honest. As he or she reflects on his or her relationship with the Lord, this servant realizes that one eye is on the master or mistress, looking out for those hand signals giving instructions so that we can follow God's will without having to wait to be told in a loud way. And then the other eye is on one's own shortcomings, the deep need for reconciliation, which we all experience very deeply from time to time. And we live with that paradox, God's deep presence in our lives and our need to be healed. When Jesus comes, especially when he visits his hometown, he bears the brunt of what so often happens in communities and families. Jesus doesn't meet the expectations of his people. How can a carpenter of doubtful parentage have reports of having worked marvels elsewhere and then have the cheek to come home, not work any great signs, volunteer to speak on the Sabbath, and then speak eloquently in such a way that most carpenters' apprentices would be incapable of? How can he do it? Indeed, They doubt his parentage. They refer to him as the son of Mary, not as the son of Joseph. As far as they're concerned, he doesn't fit in. He shouldn't be in the pulpit because he doesn't have the right credentials. And Mark makes an amazing statement about the limitations of God's infinite power. He says that Jesus could work no miracle there. He couldn't do any of the great wonders that he had done elsewhere. Not for lack of divine power, but because his works depend to some extent on the faith of the community. Where there is great faith, marvelous signs and wonders occur. Where there is little faith, we just have little cures. And it's almost in brackets that Mark adds, sort of, oh, by the way, he did lay hands on a few sick people and they were healed. But it probably all happened rather quietly. No big spectacular stuff. And the vast majority of the people were disappointed. Indeed, another gospel tells us they were ready to throw him over the cliff. So Jesus, like Ezekiel, suffers the fate of the rejected prophet. Then we come to St. Paul. Like Ezekiel, he too has just had a deep religious experience. And this reading takes up just after where he receives a thorn in the flesh. Now, I'm very glad I don't know what that thorn in the flesh was. Was it a physical or mental illness? Was it some person or group trying to undermine his ministry in the community? Or was it some besetting personal temptation he had to struggle with hour by hour, minute by minute? The fact I don't know is very reassuring because Paul's teaching can be applied to any kind of difficulty in my life. Paul discovers, paradoxically, that he is stronger when he is at his weakest. And it makes me think of people sitting in a circle discussing some difficult question. And sometimes you get somebody in the group who seldom says a word, perhaps fumbles trying to find the right words to speak at all. And when that person starts speaking, everybody else goes very quiet because if this person is speaking, it's worth listening to because that person says so little. Yes, it's often the weakest people who can be the most empowering, especially in difficult situations. God's strength is manifest through our human vulnerability and breaks all the usual rules of human power games. And that's above all true in the Mass. Not only does the Son of God humble himself to become a carpenter's apprentice, but he humbles himself even further to come to us under the appearance of bread and wine. While we seem to be consuming a very small quantity of food and drink, insufficient for our daily physical needs, in reality, the Son of God is assimilating us into a body which encompasses all times and places. We think of the Christians of the early church and many more believers who have not yet even been created. And we think of people from distant countries. We're connected to all those people in a mysterious way beyond our comprehension. And this all happens under the mere appearances of bread and wine. And of course, the bread and wine have been transformed. And we too are transformed in the process. But like the people of Nazareth, we can only experience great wonders if we respond with great faith. As we identify with this humble carpenter, we also identify with a wisdom that may well make us unpopular if we put it into practice. And that's the challenge. Because when we fail to do that, we need to come back again for forgiveness. But we know that our genuine repentance is always rewarded, and God brings us back once again and makes us even stronger because we have learnt from our mistakes.